This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we have breaking news. Tyler, what is the latest breaking news with the Texans?
Yes, we have our first Houston Texans breaking news of the football season heading into this week one in L.A. Adam Schefter reporting here. Texans receiver Christian Kirk, he has a strained hamstring, and he is expected to be sidelined for at least Sunday's week one opener against the Rams for the Houston Texans, and possibly Christian Kirk could be out longer than just week one. That is the latest from Schefter.
Wow. All right. We talked about that earlier in the show as we opened up. Braxton Berrios and Christian Kirk had missed with hamstring issues all week, and we'll see about Braxton Berrios. But Aaron Wilson did just report this. Texans are preparing to play without both Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios due to their hamstring issues. And as Tyler just said, the Christian Kirk one seems a bit more serious, that he could be out a couple of weeks. Your thoughts, your reaction to not just this game, but this could be the Bucs. This could be even longer.
Yeah, it's worst case scenario. I mean, we've said it multiple times. Like, this is what you worry about when you go out and you sign a guy like Christian Kirk, is obviously the injury issues.
And that's been his problem.
It bites you in the ass before the opening week, number one. Number two, you lose your second best wide receiver. And be honest with you, the gap between the number two receiver and the three receiver is wider than the gap between one and two. So you got some serious, like, proven talent, veteran type of play problems below Christian Kirk. So that in itself, you lose a great player. And then, as I've said multiple times, I think maybe even the most important part of this is, as we go into the Texans season against a really good defensive front, like, it rubber's meeting the road Sunday at 3:25. Can you fix your offensive line problems? Can you protect the face of your franchise, C.J. Stroud? And I believe, look, obviously that starts with the offensive line, right? But a big part of that is giving your quarterback answers immediately when the ball snapped and immediately when pressure's coming. And I believe a big part of that, those answers were going to be with Christian Kirk. He is a receiver that's played inside the formation his entire career. He's a receiver that has seen the game through the quarterback lens his entire career, even when he was at A&M. You know, he was one of the more cerebral guys. And so he was going to be a real weapon in protecting C.J. Stroud. And so I think this is worst-case scenario for the Texans, is you choose to go the route of Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and others, and now Christian Kirk's injury issues have bit you in the ass. It's unfortunate for the Texans. We're going to find out how good D'Amico Ryans is at drafting wide receivers. You know, because you got two guys that were drafted in the second and third round that you absolutely need at this point. You absolutely have to have at this point. Now, I think they're going to lean into 19. I think that this
so
is
– So you think more 19 than Noel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, yes. I think big picture.
Because that's who my mind immediately went to, because – punt returner, you're potentially without.
Yeah.
That seems like Noel. And then the slot guy, which seemed like it would be Noel. But you think Hutch is going to be the guy that gets a bigger
Based on what I know and what I've seen, I would feel better about Hutch. He's got great chemistry with the quarterback. He clearly can play every position and knows what to do and where he needs to be and how to get there. I would think Hutch. But I'll be honest with you, I'd love to, as a Texans fan, I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to see Jalen Noll jump in there, and all of a sudden this dude can play slot, can handle that load in the NFL, can all of a sudden jump back and return punts when need be. I would like to be wrong here, but I would imagine that it's more of a Hutch, Nico, Higgins type of look than Noll getting the hell. I mean, I think he gets run. As I've said before, I think he's the higher volume guy. So I think you just keep his role the same and you up the ante for Xavier Hutchinson is what I would do.
Yeah, but now you're upping the ante anyway. Like, how much do you want him in the offense? How much is the punt returning duties take away from him potentially being, as much on the offense with that? I think you do lose something if it is – obviously you lose something, but I think you do lose – That slot position quickness and getting in and out of breaks real quick and being able to two-way goes. And,
yep.
I don't think Xavier Hutchinson when I think Noll much more with that. And as you said, he'll get some run. I just think we talked about it. A big thing, as you said, bam, Christian Kirk – will be able to uncover quickly and be right there to show his numbers and give him somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I see that with Hutchinson slot.
No, you don't. You don't see that. Like that.
I think with Noll, probably got a better chance with that.
You're physically the skill set you're talking about. You are spot on. Absolutely. The knock on Hutch is the ability to separate at all, much less immediately, right? And he doesn't have, relative to NFL receivers, he doesn't play with a lot of twitch. And you look at Noll plays with a lot of twitch, and the skill set needs to consist of this, right? Can you get off the ball versus press? Can you get off the ball versus anybody that's out there in your face? And number two, can you get out of your break? Those two things. Yeah. I don't care about your top end speed. I don't care about how big you are.
It's just right there.
Can you do those two things to give my quarterback a target, an option, immediately when pressure hits? And there's no doubt Noll is more skill set wise a fit for that, no question. But is he fit to get up there and know this week against this defense the all the different pressures they're going to throw at us to know how to react? Can he identify it? Can he execute the pressure plan? That's the key. That's a big load for any rookie wide receiver. You think about it. You throw a guy out wide, Higgins out wide. Hey, man, the route tree. The basic shell coverage. Is a safety rolled over the top or is it middle closed? Do you have one-on-one or is there safety over the top? And to play outside wide receiver, that's really all you need to know. And it helps to be taller and longer and be able to run the route tree, right? Cool. You get inside and now all of a sudden – you've got a nickel defender in your face. You got a linebacker that's coming inside out on you. You've got a if Higgins and Nico are to the other side, now you got a corner potentially in your face if they stay two. It's a whole different animal mentally on that inside. And so, can Jalen Noll handle that load, and or can Xavier Hutchinson display some of that twitch and that suddenness that you look for out of that slot and give you some options?
Text line coming through. Clint is giving too much praise to Kirk that Noll is a definite upgrade there. Someone else texting in, I feel like Kirk will be fine. I think they are just testing the rooks to see if they can step up at moment's notice. Sir, I can assure you that Nick Cayley and the – are you guys serious with these texts? I can assure you that Nick Cayley and D'Amico aren't saying, hey, Christian, set these next couple of games out against the Rams and the Bucks. Let's really test it and see what Jalen Noll can do. Let's sit you down and see what the rooks are. No, he's hurt. They want him in there. They are not happy about this. And I think, and hopefully we'll see that Jalen Noll will jump in here and be able to handle this thing. I personally think he's probably the better option just from a physical standpoint, as Clint just laid out, in the slot. But it is not just nothing for a player, for the first time, a third-round pick, to walk into the NFL and have to take over the slot that he probably hasn't been running in that first unit and didn't think he would be doing that as much, and the kickoff return duties. That's not just nothing from a rookie. I'm not saying he's going to fail, but
here's the deal is you know, if they decide to put him out there, they had a great track record with that. You look at Kalen Bullock, look at Kamari Lassiter, Ariante Ursary. They have done a tremendous job at playing players early and getting them to produce. Now, again, I think this is a heavy load for a rookie wide receiver. I mean, a month ago, he didn't even know the terminology of this offense. He didn't even know how to line up what the formations were, right? So I think it's a heavy load, but they've done a good job of drafting very cerebral players that can play early and appear to be mature beyond their years. And if Noel is that, then he clearly has the better skill set for it. So, you know, we'll see. They do have options. We'll see how good of options they have.
Yeah, we'll see. The news there, if you just missed, we definitely know that he has been ruled out for not just this week. It could be a couple of weeks. Their slot receiver, Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, according to Aaron Wilson, could also miss this first game. They are planning to go without both Kirk and Braxton Berrios. That is the report. That's their kick returner and their slot receiver. That's the report coming from Adam Schefter and Aaron Wilson covering the Texans. All right, coming up, we will catch you up on that as well as do our preseason NFL picks as we continue live right here on The Drive.